You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Last Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, we read in the first scripture from the book of Genesis that God said to Adam and Eve, "You shall not eat the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden." But Adam and Eve did not listen to God. Instead, they listened to Satan. In today's gospel, on this second Sunday of Lent, God says to Peter, James, and his brother John, when they're on the top of the mountain alone with Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." These two scripture passages at the beginning of our Lenten journey remind us that when we choose not to listen to God, we choose darkness over the light, sadness over joy, death over life. For like Adam and Eve, we all sometimes choose to listen to Satan rather than God. We choose to follow the lure of power, pleasure, fame, or wealth, rather than to follow the invitation to follow God's way of selfless love. Lent is our annual opportunity that the church gives to us to renew our commitment to always listen to God and not to the lures of the evil one, the sneaky snake. Our passage from the book of Genesis today tells us about Abram, someone who did listen to God and did as God directed him. And because Abram listened to God and did as God directed him, leaving behind the old for something new, he became a father of a great nation and a great blessing to all the communities of the earth. This Wednesday, March the 19th, the church will celebrate the feast of the great Saint Joseph, husband of Mary, another one who listened to God and took Mary as his wife, as God instructed him to do. Because Joseph listened to God and did as God directed him, God was able to fulfill God's plan of salvation for all the world. During these days of our Lenten journey together, we are challenged to ask ourselves, are we listening to God? Or are we listening to someone or something else? Are we seeking to do as God directs us? Or is someone or something else directing our lives? The good news is God wants us to find fullness of life and joy here on earth, as well as in the hereafter. And when we choose to listen to God and to do as God directs us, we will become the best person that we can be. And we will find a joy, a peace, and fulfillment in this life that we will otherwise never know. But unlike Jesus, we can't always resist the subtle temptations of Satan that lure us away from God. And so we sometimes find ourselves listening to someone who will lead us, as they say, to fool's gold. Things that look attractive on the outside, but inside are hollow and superficial. We're all familiar with that old adage that all that glitters is not gold. Wealth, power, fame, and pleasure They may glitter, but they are fool's gold that misdirect our discipleship and lead us down a path away from the only one who can bring us fullness of life and joy, both here and in the hereafter. Listen to my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. These words of today's gospel remind us, as they reminded Peter, James, and John, that discipleship is about listening to the beloved Son of God, Jesus the Christ, who comes to direct our lives, that we might all be the best person and the best disciple that we can be. I found it helpful to me in recent Lents to never turn on the car radio or the radios in the rectory, so that I can have more silence in my life and try to hear God as God speaks to me in the ordinary times and events of daily living. For indeed, God is speaking to all of us all the time, and our challenge is to give God our attention so that we can hear where God is leading us. Again, the good news is that when we listen to God and let God direct our lives, we too will be transfigured into a new person, transformed in mind, body, and spirit. And then, like Peter, we might find ourselves saying, "Lord, it is good that we are here." As our Holy Father, Pope Francis, constantly reminds us, the best way to transform the world and the church is to begin with transforming ourselves. Indeed, this is what our Lenten journey together is all about.